the righteousness of God, baptized into Christ, present suffering and future glory, all themes from the book of Romans. And you can delve deeply into Paul's letter to the Romans with the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for August, the Concordia Commentary on Romans 1 through 8. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Concordia Commentary on Romans 1 through 8 by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. As promised, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've come to the end of the week, and I don't think we had Soundbite of the Week last week, if I remember correctly. So we've got some stuff. We had enough time to kind of get four real, as some old guy I used to know, four real corkers this time. Great soundbites to play for you. We're going to play them 1, 2, 3, 4. All you've got to do is listen, and then you call us, you email us, you send us a tweet, or you go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote. You tell us which soundbite you're voting for. Just say 1, 2, 3, or 4, and tell us why. And if you're emailing us or you're voting at our Facebook fan page, please include your city and state. We like to know where you are listening and, of course, which one you're voting for. You give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. You send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet, @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to vote first, and we're giving away the LPR bundle package. As I said before, it includes the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc., travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, the mouse pad, and the notepad, all there in the LPR bundle package. Here's soundbite number one, Pastor Larry Bean answering the question, does the church belong to us?
We didn't just invent this. Like what G.K. Chesterton said, that I didn't invent this belief I have, brother, it made me. We kind of step into the church in our own lifetimes, and the church goes on and on and on, and will go on through eternity. It's not ours to tamper with and change. We receive it, and then we hand it over, which is the very meaning of the word tradition, which is how St. Paul actually describes the faith on a few occasions in his epistles. So I guess that is part of the gravitas, that it's something bigger than us. It's not ours just to mess around with.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Larry Bean, does the church belong to us? If you think it ought to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, August the 2nd. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. Comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, responding to what has been popularly called the inevitability of gay marriage.
The people who want to redefine marriage, they're all telling us gay marriage is inevitable. Gay marriage is inevitable. What does that mean? That means they think sometime in the next 5 or 10 years, gay marriage is going to happen. So if that's true, why did they have to destroy the initiative process in order to have gay marriage happen a few years sooner? Why did they do that? I'll tell you why. Because they know perfectly well it's not inevitable. It's what they mean when they say it's inevitable is we intend to do anything necessary to get gay marriage to happen. That's what they really mean.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, on the inevitability of gay marriage. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Stephen Parks, and he's answering the question here. We're doing a series with him on Christianity 101, but he was answering this question, why someone goes to heaven or to hell.
What Rome taught was that sinners were actually saved by a cooperative effort of God working right alongside with sinners, and that sinners, in the final analysis, needed to merit justification, which is to say they had to gain the forgiveness of sins by their own contributions and their own efforts. Certainly not unaided, God helps them along that way. But in the final analysis, it's the sinner that makes the difference between heaven and hell. It's the works of the faithful that make the final and ultimate decision of whether the person goes to heaven or goes to hell. Whereas Scripture teaches us, if a person goes to heaven, it's solely because of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's accomplished for us. And if a person goes to hell, it's literally over his dead body because they reject his work accomplished on their behalf.
That's soundbite number 3. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, vote for that one. Pastor Stephen Parks, Why Men Go to Heaven or to Hell. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number 4. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the certainty of salvation.
The way that you know that God loves you is not by your living or your feeling or your thinking or your praying or your whatevering. It's by the death of Jesus. And the only way to undo the love of God is to go back in time and pry Jesus off the cross and pour the blood back into him and resuscitate him and bring him back to life and put him on a cage to make sure he never dies. I mean, that's where our certainty is. It's in the death of Jesus. And I know that God loves me because I know that Jesus died for me. And that is it's not only the location, it is the only way that we are certain of God's love for us.
All right, those are the 4 sound bites. We've played them. You've listened. Now it's your turn. You vote. You pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, August the 2nd. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org. That tweet, @issuesetc. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package. An I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. To the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes and your pick for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week after the break.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
The theme of the scriptures is the promise of Christ and the coming of Christ and the meaning of that. And you can lose that in pietism.
Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, co-host of the White Horse Inn radio show, speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
The common emphasis is the emphasis on sanctification. Sounds good, biblical, it is. But you get the emphasis on the wrong syllable, and we'll lose our own children.
You can listen to Dr. Rosenblatt's presentation, Making the Case Against Pietism, and all of our presentations from this year's conference on our new audio DVD. For a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day, we'll send you this audio DVD. For more information, look for the DVD logo on our homepage, issuesetc.org.
Less laughing, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church, Albany, Oregon, is a mid-Willamette Valley LCMS congregation where the liturgy lives and God's people worship as one, with sound biblical doctrine, weekly communion, and a clear confession of Christ crucified for the sin of the world. Please join us at 2515 Queen Avenue Southeast or visit our website at www.HolyCrossLutheranAlbany.org.
We're giving away 2 audio DVDs of the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference. That's almost 8 hours of teaching. Here's how you can win. Find the Issues Etc. podcast at the iTunes store. Click Ratings and Reviews and write a review. Then send the text of your review to contest@issuesetc.org. The 2 listeners with the best reviews will receive the audio DVD of the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference. We'll announce the winners on Labor Day.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, the 2nd of August. Time for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Will it be soundbite number one? Pastor Larry Bean, does the church belong to us? Soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on the inevitability of gay marriage. Soundbite number three, Pastor Stephen Parks, why men go to heaven or hell. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the certainty of salvation. 1-877-623-6943. Send your vote to us right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or via Twitter at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first from Missouri, here is Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
What are you voting for and why?
I'm voting for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, and why I am is because he really hits the nail on the head on the essence of the gift of faith, of the certainty, the only certainty we really can have is by the gift that's which is given us, and that is the death of Christ. It just can't be better explained than that. There's no other kind of certainty than the clear certainty of his death.
Robert, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Missouri. Let's see what Troy has to say listening in Arnold, Missouri. Hi, Troy.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for? Why?
I'm voting for number four, although I agree with you. There were some corkers there. It comes down to number four because, in my mind, let's face it, we can't ever get tired of hearing how Christ did it all, and we don't contribute to any of it. And I think if a man gets tired of hearing that, he's got problems.
Troy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Arnold, Missouri. That's another vote for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the certainty of salvation. Let's see what Scott has to say listening in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon, Pastor. I vote for Pastor Wolfmiller's soundbite as well. It's starting to sound like a broken record, isn't it? I wish he had gone a little farther in the soundbite to say that the certainty of Christ's love for me is delivered when Christ baptizes us into his own name, when the water hits a very specific target, our heads. He delivers that love when he puts his own true body and blood on our tongues. He tells us in baptism and the supper and preaching of the word that it is for our forgiveness of sins, our life, our salvation. Christ on the cross winning my salvation and his delivering it to us are not the same operation. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I don't think I have anything there to correct at all whatsoever. Scott, thanks for listening in Altamont. Listening in Kansas City, here's Mike. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. And I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And I'll have to go with Pastor Parks, I think. And I really appreciate the Christianity 101 series you guys are doing. That's just brilliant. And the reason is he doesn't use this term, but in my Book of Concord in our Lutheran Confessions under Article 2, the free will section, it mentions the teaching of the synergists. That's synergist with a Y, not an I, although I think I might be just as appropriate. But I looked at a generic term or a generic definition of the term synergist, and it basically means that two things together are more valuable than either one of those things alone. So when you apply that term synergist to theology or your view of God, what you get is God plus me is more valuable than God alone. And if evangelical Christians would just think about that term synergism and just how corrupt it is, maybe it would cause them to rethink their position on decision theology and perhaps look for a more biblical means of grace.
Mike, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kansas City. Good insight there, along with a vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Stephen Parks, why men go to heaven. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Matthew in Niles, Illinois says, this is a very good section of soundbites and a selection of soundbites, and all of them are 45 seconds or under. That's a rarity too, yes. My vote is for Pastor Larry Bean's soundbite because of his memorable and concise definition of tradition, something that you have received and that you are to hand down. It will go far to help me explain our relationship with Christian doctrines and liturgy. Niles, thanks for Matthew, thanks for listening in Niles, Illinois. Chris is voting for soundbite number two. He says, liberals don't like the democratic process and they don't like the Constitution when it isn't working in their favor. That's also why they wanted to put Chick-fil-A out of business, responding to Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on the inevitability of gay marriage. Jay listens in New Orleans. Jay votes for soundbite number four. His reason is simple. He says it's pure gospel. That's a vote for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, The Certainty of Salvation. Nathan says, I'll vote for Pastor Wolfmiller. I think that Lutherans should be talking about this topic a lot more, the certainty of salvation, because it is where our theology has so much to offer. This issue was absolutely central to Luther, and rightly so, and certainty that Christ brings poor sinners is a wonderful gift. Pastor Wolfmiller said it well in that soundbite, as well as the whole program. Thanks for your great program, and thanks for your vote, Nathan. Deborah listens in San Jose, California. She says, hello, I've already voted on Facebook, but I wasn't sure if you would see it. She says, I became a Christian at a retreat, and thankfully, it stuck. I really liked Pastor Wolfmiller's interview yesterday, so I'm voting for soundbite number four. I have been realizing that as an evangelical Christian, I have relied so much on my emotions to gauge my spiritual health. The pastor encourages us to use logic to believe that what God tells us about our salvation in the Word. Thank you for the wonderful guests. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, quoting Hebrews, or actually reference Hebrews 10:17. Thank you very much for your vote. Thanks for listening in San Jose. In Saginaw, Michigan, Pat says, I have to say that Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's soundbite and segment was the best this week. This is why I love listening to Issues, Etc. I hear the gospel in all of its sweetness. I never tire of hearing it, and your program helps me to articulate much more clearly the hope that I have in Jesus Christ to others with the help of your wonderful guests. Thank you. Thanks for listening. In Saginaw, Kathy listens in York, Pennsylvania. She's voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. While there are many issues and etc. that we can discuss, the gospel is the ultimate and only essential issue. So if the sun sets you free, you'll be free indeed. Kathy, thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. In Huxley, Iowa, Scott has a vote for soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. Who would ever say no to something that is inevitable? He, speaking sarcastically there, that's the typical MO when something is so repulsive to the majority, make them feel out of it and emotional arguments. That's a vote for soundbite number two. Our Issues, Etc. book of the month for August, yes, it is August, is a great commentary on the first half of the book of Romans. There's so much in Romans, they had to take the book of Romans and cut it into two commentaries. Concordia Publishing House has this great commentary series called the Concordia Commentary Series, Romans chapters 1 through 8 by Pastor Mike Middendorf, who's also doing a series with us on the book of Romans all this summer on Issues, Etc. Find out more about this great commentary series and the commentary on Romans at our website, issuesetc.org, or browse before you buy there as well. You can also call Concordia Publishing House and order Romans chapters 1 through 8 in the Concordia Commentary Series. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Back to your votes. Margie in Lake Stevens, Washington votes for soundbite number one. Pastor Larry Bean, does the church belong to us? She writes, wow, during our lifetime we step into the church. It is not ours to mess around with. Wow. The typical response against a church change is usually along the lines of we've always done it that way. This response can simply be narcissism because we like how it's always been done before. It can be ignorance, where we haven't given any time to actually learn about a given topic, or it can be hubris, where we think that the current practice is somehow validated by our own agreement. But recognizing instead that the church doesn't belong to me is both informative and liberating. The church is bigger than you and me, into which Christ, through his word, has graciously given us faith, invited us to join with believers from the past and the present and now until he returns in glory. We need to be reminded that any decisions we consider regarding how we do church need to be considered within the whole context of the whole church within eternity, and then especially remembering that the church is not about us. Very good comment, very good vote. Margie in Lake Stevens, thank you for that. Jeremy in Minnesota says, it's all about the word of the Lord, and we only receive our salvation due to mercy of our God. Number four is his vote, due to the most precious gift anyone could ask for, the touch of the Holy Spirit. It works in ways so many can't even imagine. We will never understand God's awesome powers, and we can understand our salvation through Jesus Christ. Your votes tallied together give us our Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number 4. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, here it is, on the certainty of salvation.
The way that you know that God loves you is not by your living or your feeling or your thinking or your praying or your whatevering. It's by the death of Jesus. And the only way to undo the love of God is to go back in time and pry Jesus off the cross and pour the blood back into him and resuscitate him and bring him back to life and put him on a cage to make sure he never dies. I mean, that's where our certainty is. It's in the death of Jesus. And I know that God loves me because I know that Jesus died for me. And that is it's not only the location, it is the only way that we are certain of God's love for us.
All right, that's the winner according to your votes on this Friday, August the 2nd. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the certainty of salvation. Margie in Lake Stevens, Washington, I think you had about the best vote. They were all great, and thanks for all of them. But Margie, you get the LPR bundle package. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. And again, thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Have you placed your order yet for the new audio DVD of the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference? We will send it to you for a contribution of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. The audio DVD contains almost 8 hours of teaching featuring Rod Rosenblatt, Will Whedon, Chris Roseborough, Al Schmidt, Suzanne Venker, and yours truly. To find out how you get your conference audio DVD, just look for the logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org. While you're online this weekend, go to iTunes. Find Issues Etc.'s podcast there. It's not hard. Just put it in the search engine. When you get there, click ratings and reviews and kindly write your honest review of Issues Etc. for us. We're looking for people to fill out those reviews and tell us what they think. We like to hear back from them. And it will also be your chance to win one of those audio DVDs without the $300 price. We're giving away two of them, and we'll announce that winner, the best review on iTunes between now and Labor Day, on Labor Day. iTunes, look for Issues Etc., the podcast. Click ratings and reviews and write yourself a review, and then send it to us at contest@issuesetc.org, contest@issuesetc.org. You could win one of those 8-hour audio DVDs of the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference before Labor Day. The email address again for you to send your review of Issues Etc. that you post at iTunes, contest@issuesetc.org, contest@issuesetc.org. Well, I think the Pastor Wolfmiller makes it so simple. That's because Scripture makes it so simple. What's the only place? We sing about it in hymns. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all over ground is sinking sand. The only certainty in this life is found in the person and work of Jesus Christ, especially the certainty of our salvation. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.